Massachusetts senior U.S. Senator John Kerry visited the Democratic Party's Western Massachusetts campaign headquarters in Springfield on Election Eve and gave a pep talk to the volunteers.
You guys are the foot soldiers.
Yes, sir.
We're
yes,
at the last
sir.
Part
yes,
of this, sir. And you're going to bring us home.
Oh, yeah.
I'm confident.
Kerry, who played the part of Mitt Romney in debate preparation sessions with President Obama, devoted most of his talk to criticizing the Republican presidential nominee. He said that Romney's tax policies would destroy the nation's economic recovery. Kerry did not mention Scott Brown's name. He said control of the U.S. Senate was at stake in Tuesday's election in Massachusetts and warned that a Republican Senate would not be good for the Bay State.
I don't want a chairman of the Health Committee who believes we ought to overturn Roe v. Wade, who believes that women shouldn't make decisions. I don't want a chairman of the Health Committee who does away with Pell Grants, makes it harder for people to go to school. I don't want a chairman of the Environment Committee who doesn't believe in protecting the environment, doesn't believe that climate change is real. We need Elizabeth Warren in the Senate.
To try and get Elizabeth Warren elected on Tuesday, the Massachusetts Democratic Party has assembled a get-out-the-vote operation that exceeds what it had 2 years ago for Deval Patrick. There are 20,000 volunteers, an average of 10, for each of the state's voting precincts. One of the volunteers is Richard Peck, who says he spent the last several weeks knocking on doors in Springfield, West Springfield, and Agawam.
People talk a lot about money in politics these days, but my feeling is that organization beats money every time. If you've got people who are out there talking to their friends, talking to their neighbors, knocking on doors, talking to individual voters, you know, nothing beats that.
Raymond Jordan, the vice chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Committee, said the ground game will make the difference in the end.
Good old-fashioned politics. I think who has the most muscle wins this election.
Senator Brown's get-out-the-vote effort is no match for Warren's, but a spokesman for the Massachusetts Republican Party said this year's field operation is more elaborate and better organized than in 2010 when Brown won the special election. Alex Sanchez is a volunteer at a Brown campaign phone bank in East Longmeadow.
We feel really good going door-to-door in the neighborhoods and making all the phone calls. We're getting really enthusiastic, positive responses, encouragement, keep up the good work. You absolutely have every single vote in this house. Just things like that.
The most recent public polls in the race show either candidate could win. Tim Versalotti, the director of the Western New England University Polling Institute, said its most recent survey, published Sunday, had Warren ahead by 4 points.
90% of voters who have expressed a preference say they're very sure. 10%, however, say they might change their minds. So there's some wiggle room there. That, coupled with margin of error, the race could go to either candidate at this point.
The Brown-Warren Senate race has shattered campaign spending records in Massachusetts. The campaigns had spent a total of $68 million by mid-October. Warren, a first-time candidate, raised more money than any challenger for a congressional seat in the country. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.